This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Tissot, T-I-S-S-O-T, first name Jared, J-A-R-E-D. The date of birth, September 27, 1989. Date of evaluation, September 9, 2025. Referring physician, Dr. Hassan. The chief complaint, 36-year-old male with herniated disc, now scheduled for surgery. The HVI, the patient is a 36-year-old male who reports an industrial injury dating to June of 2025, period. He stated that he was lifting a big piece of machinery. He felt a sudden pop and pain involving his spine, period. He said he did not think much of it at first, but he developed progressive pain despite conservative measures of ice, physical therapy, period. The pain was sharp and radiated to the right gluteus. Sometimes the pain shot into the right leg and had associated numbness, especially involving the right foot, period. Symptoms improved with non-steroidals and was worse with movement, period. He then underwent an MRI August of 2025, period. He was felt to require surgical intervention, period. The patient currently denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitation, period. The past medical history includes spinal stenosis of the lumbar region with neurogenic claudication, next number lumbar radiculopathy, next number lumbar disc herniation, next number moderate bilateral recess stenosis, next number moderate left and mild right neuroforaminal stenosis at L4-5. Period. The medication, ibuprofen 600 milligrams PRN, Percocet 5 milligrams 1HS PRN, past surgical history, right knee ATL, next number, reconstructive surgery of knee times 2. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, unremarkable, patient states that he is adopted, social history, he notes rare alcohol use and occasional marijuana use, but denies cigarettes or other substance use. The York system is otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs. The blood pressure 121/78, pulse 68, respiratory rate 16, height 73 inches, weight 212 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal exam reveals tenderness involving the lumbar region, period. D. Data review. EKG demonstrate sinus rhythm, 56 beats per minute. There is an atrial premature complex present. ECG otherwise unremarkable, period. The patient had MRI and X-ray imaging performed. X-rays reveal straightening of the lumbar lordosis. Vertebral bodies reveal no acute fractures. There is mild loss of disc height at the L3-4 and L4-5 level. There is moderate loss of disc height at L5-S1 period. MRI performed on July 22, 2025, reveals large central right paracentral disc herniation at L4-5. Contributing to severe central canal stenosis. There is moderate bilateral recess stenosis and moderate left and mild right neural familial stenosis. The impression this is a 36-year-old male who sustained an industrial injury, period. He was found to have large L4-5 disc herniation, neck number right lumbar radiculopathy, neck number severe lumbar central canal stenosis, neck number moderate bilateral recess stenosis at the L4-5 level, next number moderate left and mild right neural foraminal stenosis at the L4-5 level, period. He is thought to have mild bradycardia, period. He is otherwise thought to be clinically stable for his surgical procedure, period. It is anticipated that he will undergo right L4-L5 endoscopic discectomy, period. Patient felt to be stable for same. He is therefore cleared. Signed, Dr. Lowington Ferguson.